Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Before we begin, why don't we start with a word of prayer?
在我们开始的时候，我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we humbly come before you to thank you for the privilege of being able to come before you again.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们带着谦卑的心来到你面前，因为我们要谢谢你赐给我们这样的特权，可以来到你面前。
And Lord, we first pray that your heart would be satisfied as we gather.
我们首先来祷告的就是愿意你的心在我们的聚集中得到满足。
Pray that your name would be exalted and you alone would be worshipped in all of our hearts.
我们祷告愿你的名被高举起来，愿你自己在我们心中得到单单的敬拜。
Lord, we pray desperately that you would speak to us this morning.
我们实在迫切的祷告，今天早晨你来对我们的心来说话。
And I pray that your voice, not man's voice, would be heard.
我们祷告，愿意你的声音被听见，不是我们自己的声音。
Lord, we really need your spirit to come upon your people in a mighty way in these days.
我们实在是需要你自己的灵能够大大的领导你的百姓。
And allow our hearts to be right before you.
愿我们的心，每个人的心在你面前都是正直的。
Lord, speak to our hearts again this morning.
主，今天早晨再一次对我们的心来说话。
You know how much we need you.
主，你知道我们是何等的需要你。
We thank you that you are a faithful God.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你是那位信实的神。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。阿们。
Please turn with me to Hebrews, chapter 12.
我们先来读希伯来书第十二章。
Verses 26, 20, through 29.
二十六节到二十九节。
And I'll read it and my brother will read it in Chinese. And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude.By which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
希伯来书十二章二十六到二十九节，当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的残全。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩。造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Next, turn with me to Haggai, chapter 2.
我们下面读哈该书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 7.
哈该第二章六到七节。
And I'll read it again in English, and my brother will follow in Chinese.For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
哈该书第二章六到七节，万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海和旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来。我就使这殿满了荣耀，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Verse 21, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth.
哈该书第二章第二十一节，你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地。
I came across these verses in Hebrews several weeks ago in my daily reading of the word.
这希伯来书十二章这些话在几周前在我每一天的读经的里面临到我。
And these words, in Hebrews, caught my attention.
希伯来书十二章这些话抓住我的里面的注意力。
And the phrase where it says yet once more, in some translations it says once and for all, and then I will shake.
这里说再一次，有一些翻译是说一次永远的震动。
And the phrase that really caught my attention was in verse 27 where it says, removing the shaking is the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这二十七节这里说这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使那不被震动的残存。
So once and for all, the Lord will do a shaking of things in order to remove the things that are shakable.
再次主要做这样的工作，就是把那些会震动的受造之物挪去，使那不震动的长存。
So the author of Hebrews restates the words of the prophet Haggai.
这是希伯来书的作者引用哈该书的作者哈该的话。
And in Haggai's time, he was speaking to God's people in regards to the reconstruction of the temple.
就在哈该先在先知哈该的时代，哈该是对百姓来说关于要来重建圣殿的这件事情。
And in Haggai's time, this shaking was an overthrow of foreign occupancy.
在哈该的时代，这个震动的就是要把国外，就是外国在犹大这个统治给颠覆掉。
And that shaking was to cleanse the land so that God's temple could be built without restrictions.
这个震动也是指要把这个神的犹，就是神的应许之地犹大地给重新清理干净，以至于为了能够建造圣殿。
So in a sense, the shaking was a purification to get rid of the impurities of the land so that the glory of God could be manifested.
这个震动就是做洁净的工作，把这个犹大地应许地那些不洁净的那些污秽的都清除掉，为了能够使神的荣耀的圣殿能够被洁净被建造起来。
And the ultimate goal was that of this shaking was that God's glory would fill the temple.
这个震动的这个终极的目的就是为了使神的荣耀能够充满这个圣殿。
And it was a shaking of earth and heaven.
这是不但震动地也要震动天。
So it was a reclaiming of God's glory.
这是对神的荣耀的再次宣告。
The entire cosmos, the entire universe, was reclaimed by God, and His glory was to fill it once again.
整个的宇宙要被神夺回来，并且能够充满神的荣耀。
And in Haggai chapter 2 verse 9, it says, the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former.
哈该书第二章第九节这里说，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
And this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
So these are the words of the prophet Haggai in that time.
这是先知哈该在他的时代，主借着哈该所说的话。
And the shaking that was done in order to rebuild God's temple.
这个震动的目的是为了来重建神的圣殿。
Now today when we come to the book of Hebrews.
今天我们来看希伯来书。
What are the things that can be shaken that are talked about here?
在这里所提到的是什么事情要被震动呢？
The things that are to be removed.
是什么事情要被挪去呢？
What are these things?
这些是什么事呢？
In the imperfections, the sin, the selfishness.
这些不完美的事情，这些罪恶，这些从挤出来的自私的东西。
The material world and the ideals that the world and society teaches us to believe in.
这个物质的世界，甚至这个世界的观念，这个世界教导我们所要来接受，所要来跟随的。
So all of these things have infiltrated our hearts, infiltrated the church.
这些世界的东西已经进到我们里面去了，进到教会里面去了。
And these, all of these things that have infiltrated our hearts and infiltrated the church is similar to the foreign occupancies in Haggai's time.
这些进到我们里面进到教会里面的东西就像当年以色列人被掳之后那些外邦人的政权统治了那神的应许地这样的光景一样。
And all of these are the impurities and the imperfections that have entered into our hearts.
那些不圣洁的那些不属于神的东西进到我们心里面去了。
And so there was a need for shaking in Haggai's time.
在先知哈该的时代神需要做一个震动的工作。
And today the Lord is doing a shaking in our lives.
今天的这个时代，神也要在我们里面做一个震动的工作。
So as we continue to see how this COVID-19 pandemic continues to move forward,
我们看见说这个疫情一直在持续。
We all had hopes that maybe at the end of the summer this would all be over with and we could be back to normal.
我们原来盼望说，也许在暑假结束之后，这就结束了，我们就会过正常的生活了。
But we find that it's far from being true.
我们现在发现说这个远远这个离事实实在是太远了。
Daily we are seeing the numbers rise and from the health experts they're predicting that the next couple of months the numbers could get really bad.
我们每一天都看见说这个确诊的人数越来越多，那个医疗的专家告诉我们说在以后的这个几个月里面这个可能数字还会增加很多。
We have a presidential election that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
我们再过两周我们就有总统的选举大选。
And it seems like this election has caused more division in this country, that we've seen in a long time.
好像我们看起来说这次大选在这个国家里面造成的这个分裂好像是我们是很久以来没有看见的。
There's so much chaos.
有这么多混乱。
Constant violence, man's hearts we can see in the world have grown cold.
好像是这个暴力这个一直在持续不断，好像人的心也越来越冷。
Just, you see hate and racism everywhere.
你看见这个到处看见仇恨，到处看见这个种族歧视。
And social injustice.
你看见社会上的不公义的现象。
From the natural world, we see destruction as well.
在自然界里面你也看见很多的灾难。
You see with climate change, with the devastation that climate change has brought.
你看见说好像这个整个的宇宙环境这个气候的变化很多。
From the warming of the ocean waters destroying the coral reefs, which destroys the sea life, which affects the entire ecosystem of the world.
因着气候变化的缘故，这个海水的温度升高，使那个珊瑚好像都不能生长，都被摧毁了，好像很多的生物，海里面生物也受到了影响。
And the damaging effects of global warming, we see that. We have who live on the west coast have witnessed that.This past summer with all the forest fires and the smoke.
我们看见这个气候变暖这个带来的影响带来征兆越来越明显。我们住在这个西北，我们看见这个过去的夏天很多的火灾。
The financial world in constant turmoil, constant uncertainty.
在这个金融这个市场的金融世界里面也是很多的这种不确定性，很多的这个混乱。
And people have lost their jobs.
有一些人可能失业了。
Family life has completely changed.
我们的家庭生活是完全的改变了。
People are now working from home. Kids are trying to navigate virtual school.
现在每个人都在家里面上班，那些孩子们在家里面上学，好像活在一个虚拟的世界里面。
There's a total shakeup even in the family dynamics.
在我们家庭生活里面的，好像我们的日常习惯、日常生活都完全的改变了。
I'm not a prophet, nor do I pretend to be a prophet.
我不是个先知，我也不假装是个先知。
But the current state of the world and the direction of the world and in which it's going.
现在这个世界往哪里去
？Is this the shaking that Hebrews is talking about？
我就在想说，这是不是在希伯来书里面所提到的那个震动呢
？You know, I can't say with 100% certainty that this is that shaking that Hebrews is talking about.
我不敢百分之百的肯定说这个就是希伯来书里面所提到的那个震动。
But I can definitely sense, and I'm sure all of you can sense that there is a shaking going on.
但是呢，我里面有个确定的感觉，我们相信大家很多人都有个感觉，就好像这个世界在被震动。
I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but in my life, there's definitely a shaking.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道你的观点怎么样，但是在我的个人生活里面实在是一个很大的震动。
And there's definitely been a seeking, of what God is after.
我里面有一个很大的寻求，来寻求说神到底要做什么样的工作。
What does he want out of all of this?
在这样的一个大环境里面，神到底要做成什么样的工作
？Without this shaking in our lives and in the world, we might think that we were on the right track.
如果没有这样在我们里面的震动，没有在这世界里面的震动，我们好像每个人都以为说我们在走一条对的路上面。
We might have thought that we were holding on to the right things.
我们也许觉得我们正在抓住那个对的东西。
Or maybe perhaps we were living in complacency and we thought that was okay.
也许我们活在很舒适的环境里面，我们觉得很好啊。
Maybe some of us were okay with chasing the many idols in our lives without the conviction that we need to let go of these things.
也许我们以前很多人都活在那个追逐偶像的那种光景里面，然后并且觉得很舒适，觉得没有问题。
The Lord is using this shaking in the world, in our lives to flush out the impurities, the sin in our lives.
主借着这个震动来震动世界，震动我们里面，把我们那些不圣洁的、那些污秽的给除去。
And when we see this shaking going on in the world and in our lives, the first thing that we need to do is come before the Lord.With repentance.
当我们看见在世界里面的震动的时候，看见主在我们身上做这样震动的工作的时候，我们第一件要做的事情就是来到主面前来寻求。
And we need to redirect our lives.
我们需要来改变、调整我们人生的方向。
Now, if everything in this world, like it says in Hebrews, that all created things will be shaken and removed, what exactly are we supposed to be doing then?
在这个希伯来书里面这提到说，受造之物都要挪去。这个到底是我们该做什么样的预备呢？该怎么做呢？
We see that the shaking that God is doing, the shaking of our lives, the of earth and heaven.
我们看见说神所做的工作，在这个我们身上，在世界，在这个天地之间所做的震动的工作。
That He is after something that is eternal, not something of that is temporal.
他所要得到的一些是要能够存到永世里面的东西，不是在世界上面好像随着时间过去就能过去的东西。
And He wants us to take part in His glory.
他要我们与他的荣耀有份。
And Haggai, in his time, he encouraged the people to re-examine their priorities and their practices and to re-establish God back into the center of their lives.
在哈该的时代，先知哈该跟他的百姓说：“你们要来重新检视你们里面跟神的关系，你们跟神，你们把神摆在第一位，你就需要跟神的关系有个恢复、一个调整的过程。”
And today we need to do the same. We need to re-establish God into the center of our lives.
今天我们要做同样的调整，我们需要把神放在我们生活的中心。
We need to re-examine our Christian walk and our priorities.
我们需要来检视我们每一天与主同行的生活，我们来检视我们在生活中间我们的优先顺序。
It's important for us to allow Jesus to have His rightful place in our life.
对我们来说，那基督在我们心中居首位是何等的重要的事情。
He is our King, He is our Master, He is our Lord.
他是我们的王，他是我们的主，他是我们的主人。
And this shaking that we're seeing in the world and in our lives is a warning to us.
这个世界上的震动对我们来说是一个很好的提醒。
So may the Lord reclaim His rightful place in our hearts.
愿主在我们心中又重新得回他居首位掌王权的地位。
Then He can reclaim the glory in our lives.
这样的话，他在我们的身上就能够重新得到他的荣耀。
It's so vital for us to abide in the Lord and have Him abide in us.
我们住在基督里面，基督在我里面，是何等重要的一个事实。
And not only that we walk in newness of life, but that the Lord can reclaim the ground in our hearts.
我们不光是要来活在这个新造的里面，我们还要让基督在我们里面重新得到地位。
But we see from Hebrews that the Lord is wanting something more from us, and He's willing to give us something more.
在希伯来书里面，我们看见说，我们的主在我们里面是要得着一个东西，并且主愿意把更多的祝福赐给我们。
Something that cannot be shaken.
他所赐给我们的是不能被震动的。
And He's already given that to us.
他已经把那个赐给我们了。
Verse 28 of Hebrews 12 says, "Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe."
28节这里说，我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
So when we see all the shakings in our life and we see the shakings in the world, the author of Hebrew reminds us that we have a kingdom that is unshakable.
当我们看见说我们里面的震动，看见说世界上这么多震动的东西的时候，希伯来书的作者提醒我们说，我们里面已经得了一个不能震动的国。We
need to show thankfulness. We need to have gratitude.
我们需要感恩，我们需要来感谢神。Because
we have something that is unshakable.
因为我们里面得到了一个不能震动的东西。Sometimes
we dwell always on the negative, that because of the pandemic, because of all of these things, because of the fires, we were locked in at home and we think of all the negative things.
有一些时候我们可能会活在负面的情绪里面，因为这个我们不能出门，被关在家里面，因为这个火灾，我们受到影响，我们活在负面的情绪里面。
But the author of Hebrews tells us that those things that we're clinging on to, those are all shakeable things.
那希伯来书作者提醒我们说，原来这些我们所抓住的东西，对我们很重要的东西，都是能够被震动的。
Brothers and sisters, do we see that we have a kingdom that is unshakable?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有真实的看见说，我们已经得到了一个不能震动的国？
And when we see that, the author of Hebrews says we need to be full of gratitude and thanksgiving.
当我们看见的时候，就要像希伯来书的作者所说的，我们里面要充满了感恩。
Having reverence and fear.
我们需要用敬虔。 敬畏的心来侍奉神。
May we lay our lives down in absolute surrender to the Lord.
因为我们把我们的生命 犯下，能够绝对完全的顺服我们的主。
Verse 29 in Hebrews says, "Our God is a consuming fire."
二十九节这里说，我们的神乃是烈火。
He is a God who will burn away all the imperfections, the sinfulness, and the impurities of this world.
神是烈火，他要把那些不完美的、那些不圣洁的、那些不美好的，完全给烧掉、给销毁掉。
If you look at 2 Peter chapter 3,
当我们看见彼得后书第三章的时候，
verses 10 through 12,
10到12节，
says, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought we be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat?"
彼得后书三章十到十二节，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
Our God is a consuming fire.
我们的神乃是烈火。
Anything that is not of him, anything that is of sin and of the material and physical world will one day be burned and destroyed.
所有那些不属于神的，所有那些有罪的，所有那些属于物质世界的，都要被烧毁。
Now the Lord is doing a shaking.
我们的主在做一个震动的工作。
Are we going to continue to cling tightly to the things that can be shaken?
我们是要来抓住那些能够被震动的东西吗？
Or are we going to cling with thankfulness in this unshakable kingdom that he has given us?
还是我们带着感恩的心来抓住那个不能震动的国？
I find that, you know, the Lord has prolonged this pandemic, for a reason.
我们发现说主允许这个疫情延长是为了一个益处的。
Perhaps our hearts are still clinging to the material world, clinging to our desires in the world.
也许我们的心还抓住那物质上的世界，还抓住那个世界上的那些美好的，好像是让我们有享受的东西。
In Peter it says, "Since all these things are going to be destroyed,What sort of people ought we to be?"
在彼得这里说，既然这一切都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
What sort of people ought we to be?
你们应该成为怎样的人？
In the shaking that we're seeing right now,
在这个震动的里面，
are we still clinging to the shakeable things?
我们还是抓住那些会被震动的东西吗？
Might we heed the words of Haggai and the author of Hebrews?
我们再来听我们哈该先知所借着哈该书所给我们说的话。
That we would keep our eyes fixed on that unshakable kingdom.
因为我们的眼睛能够盯住那不能震动的国。
The beginning of this section, actually in verse 25, he warns us.
在这个二十五节这里说，
says, "See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking, him God who is speaking."
希伯来书十二章第二十五节。你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
It is his voice that is shaking the earth and the heaven.
这是他的声音震动了地，震动了天。
It is his voice that is doing the shaking in our lives.
这是他的声音在我们的生命中做震动的工作。
Let's not refuse him who is speaking.
让我们不要弃绝那向我们说话的。
Refuse the warning that all of these things will be removed.
那我们不要弃绝在地上警戒我们的。
But that we would cling to this unshakable kingdom that he has given to us.
那我们能够抓住他赐给我们那不能震动的国。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be thankful. We need to be filled with gratitude.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要感恩，我们需要常常的感谢主。
That we have the Lord, we have his kingdom.
我们有主，我们有主赐给我们的不能震动的国。
And Haggai 2:9 again says, "The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former."
哈该书第二章第九节说，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
So we look forward to the glory of this house, not the latter house, not the former.
我们需要看见我们这个后来殿的荣耀，我们不要来注意前面的那个殿。
So may we keep the words of the Lord in our hearts.
愿我们把主的话存记在我们的心里面。
May we heed the words of the author of Hebrews.
愿我们能够听希伯来书作者对我们所说的话。
And that we would remember the words of Haggai.
我们能够记住哈该所说的话。
That we would no longer cling to the shakeable things.
我们不再抓住那些会被震动的东西。
The things that will be removed one day.
因为那些东西有一天会被挪去。
But clinging to and giving thanks to the Lord for the unshakable kingdom.
那我们能够抓住神所赐给我们那些不能震动的国。
And this will conclude my sharing.
这是我的分享。
弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
就放在我心里，我想跟弟兄姊妹一起来啊，在诗篇十一篇上面有一些寻求。
The Lord has put in my heart that we seek together with brothers and sisters from Psalm chapter 11.
我想我先用中文把它从头到尾读一遍，请我的弟兄用英文读一遍。
I'll first read through the Psalm in Chinese, and then my brother will read through in English.
我是投靠耶和华，你们怎么对我说，你当像鸟飞往你的山去，看那恶人弯弓，把箭搭在弦上，要在暗中射那心里正直的人。根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？耶和华在他的圣殿里，耶和华的宝座在天上，他的慧眼察看世人。耶和华试验一人，唯有恶人和喜爱强暴的人，他心里恨恶。他要向恶人密布网罗，有烈火、硫磺、热风做他们杯中的粪。因为耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义，正直人必得见他的面。
Psalm 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to the mountains? For look, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his gaze examines humankind. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked.And his soul hates the lover of violence. On the wicked he will rain coals of fire and sulfur. A scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face.
这个诗篇十一篇是我们都知道是大卫写的诗。
As we all know, this psalm was written by David.
大卫在他在耶路撒冷作王之前有很长一段日子活在动荡和不安的里面。
Before David took his place as king of Israel, he lived for a long period in uncertainty and unrest.
他在写这篇诗篇的时候，我们不知道他到底什么时候写的。
We're not exactly sure when he wrote the psalm.
但是从第一节和第二节里面，我们知道他心里面有个故事在发生。
But from verses 1 and 2, we have some insight into what was going on in his heart.
一个声音在里面跟他的声，这他说，你们怎么对我说是？英文的话他应该是说是你们怎么对我的魂说。
In verse 1 where he says, how can you say to me, a more accurate translation might be, how can you say this to my soul?
首先他的魂里面听见一个声音说你当像鸟飞往你的山去。
So he's hearing this voice in his soul, flee like a bird to the mountains.
那个鸟在山里面这个是讲到他飞到山里面在山是鸟生存的环境。
So this image of the bird flying to the mountains, the mountains are the bird's natural habitat.
在那一个环境里，他知道到哪里去寻找食物。
In that environment, they know where to find food.
在那一个环境里，他知道哪里找他的栖息之所。
In that environment, they know where to find shelter.
所以这里讲到就是他要像有个声音告诉他，你要像鸟飞到你自己的山里一样，为你自己寻找安息之所。
So this voice is telling him, like a bird fleeing to the mountains, go seek out a place of shelter for yourself.
另外就是第二节讲到的，他说看那恶人弯弓，把箭搭在弦上，要在暗中射那心里正直的人。
And in verse 2, it speaks of the wicked bending the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart.
这里讲到他心里面有一个清楚的感觉。
So there's this clear feeling within him.
就是他活在危机的里面。
That he's living in danger.
在危险的里面。
He's living in danger.
很多的危险是他根本就不知道在哪里，是暗中射来的箭。
And these dangers are coming from places he's not even sure where they're coming from.
所以一个是没有安息，另外一个处在危险之中。
So two things. One is this feeling of unrest, and this other one is a sense of danger.
在这样一个情形的当中，他说我是投靠耶和华的。
And so it's within these conditions that he is taking refuge in the Lord.
但这个投靠啊，有两个意思。
And so take refuge, this has two meanings.
一个就是我们弟兄英文刚才说的，就是以他作为我们的避难所。
And the first is what I just mentioned in English, this idea of taking refuge.
另外一个意思就是把我们所有一切的信赖放在他的身上。
But there's another meaning of placing all of our trust in him.
他说，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
In verse 3 it says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
大卫这时候在里面有这样子的动摇的时候，他有个感觉说，一人根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
So as David is himself experiencing this uncertainty, he has this insight of, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
他提醒自己，这里有一个很重要的东西，叫一人的根基。
And so he's reminding himself of this important concept, of the foundation of the righteous.
我们弟兄刚才分享了这个，在这个世代里面，我们正在经过一系列的震动。
And our brother just shared about all of the shaking that we're going through.
这些震动就是显明我们里面到底是不是稳固。
And these shakings are a test of whether or not, we are solid in ourselves.
那这个大卫在这里面有个感觉说，哇，这个根基是不能毁坏的。
And so David has the sense of, wow, the foundations really can't be destroyed.
要关注这个根基。
We need to take care of the foundation.
这也是我们在现在我们所经过的这个时候，我们所应该关注的东西。
And this is also something that we ought to be paying attention to today.
今天是不是在我们的心里面，在我们的里面有那个被摇动的感觉？
Do we have this feeling within us of being shaken?
我们是不是也听到这个声音说，哎，你应该像鸟一样飞到你自己的山去。
Do we not also hear this voice telling us to flee like a bird to the mountains?
我们是不是也有在深处感觉处在危险之中？
In our depths, do we not also have the sense of danger?
我们是不是也觉得害怕？
Are we not also afraid?
如果有这样的感觉，那大卫在这里对他自己的提醒也是给我们很好的提醒。
If we feel this way, then what David is reminding himself of, we are also to be reminded.
越是在这个时候，越是我们要坚定的说，我是投靠耶和华。
In such conditions, we ought to say, in the Lord I take refuge.
一人的根基在乎他对着主全然的投靠。
And that our foundation ought to be entirely, on the Lord.
这里讲到的义人并不是讲到这个人是一个完全人。
When it speaks of a righteous person, it doesn't mean a perfect person.
他是没有过错的，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that he is without imperfections.
因为圣经告诉我们，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
The Bible tells us that Abraham believed in God and this was counted to him as righteousness.
我们这些在信心里跟亚伯拉罕一样的人，我们也是在神的眼中被算为义。
So those of us who share the faith of Abraham also share in his righteousness.
所以这里义人的根基也是我们的根基。
And so this foundation of the righteous, it's also our foundation.
接下来第四节到第七节。
From verses 4 to 7.
这里讲到了这个根基的因由。
It speaks about,
这个根基的这个到底是为什么可以作为根基？
It speaks of why, the foundation can act as our foundation.
他这里讲了几个很重要的点。
And there's a couple of important points.
第四节他说，耶和华在他的圣殿里。
The Lord is in his holy temple.
这里讲到神在他的圣殿里面。
This gives us an image of the Lord in his holy temple.
你知道圣殿在以色列人中是一个非常重要的东西。
And so the Holy Temple was a very important concept, in Israel.
这是神在他们当中的见证。
This was the testimony of the Lord among them.
这是他们与神交通的地方。
This was the place where they could have fellowship with the Lord.
大卫在这里格外地讲到耶和华在他的殿中。
And so David is speaking of the Lord and his holy temple.
神在他的百姓中。
God among his people.
肉眼不见得看得见。
What we cannot see with our fleshly eyes.
但是他实实在在的在我们的当中。
But he truly is among us.
今天他活在我们的里面。
And today he lives within us.
天天与我们交通。
Is having fellowship with us every day.
这是第一个。
This is the first point.
这是第一个作为根基的根据。
This is the first
basis
of the foundation.
第二个他说耶和华的宝座在天上。
Next, he says, the Lord's throne is in heaven.
这个是讲到神自己的权柄高高在天上。
And this speaks of God's authority in heaven.
一方面讲到就像我们弟兄上周想讲到的这个他的权柄统管万有。
And this speaks to how his authority is over everything.
另外一方面也是讲到他的权柄是在地上的一切和地上所发生的摸不到的。
And also, speaks of how his authority, cannot be touched by what is on the earth.
因为这个的缘故我们可以信赖他。
And on this basis, we can trust him.
因为他是不能被震动的。
Because he cannot be shaken.
然后接下去第三个地方他讲到耶和华，他的慧眼察看世人。
Next it says, his eyes behold, his gaze examines humankind.
这里讲到一幅图画就是说神没有高高的就坐在天上他就是在打瞌睡。
And this paints a picture of our Lord is not sitting idly up in heaven.
他今天依然用他的慧眼在察看世人。
Rather, he is using his gaze to examine humankind.
这里讲到的这个察看啊。
And this examination.
就是试验。
Speaks of testing.
他是就是讲到试验他在试验世人。
He is testing humankind.
他试验什么呢
？And what is he testing?
试验就是他接下去的两节里面讲到的东西。
What he is testing is spoken of in the next two verses.
那这里讲到，他说他试验耶和华试验义人，唯有恶人和喜爱强暴的人，他心里恨恶。
Verse 5 it says, the Lord tests the righteous and the wicked, and his soul hates the lover of violence.
他实际讲到什么呢？讲到神的眼睛在世人当中寻找。
And it speaks of how his gaze is looking over humankind.
在今天这个环境里面，他也在寻找。
And he's searching out for something.
他要寻找那些义人。
He's searching for the righteous.
他也要分别那些恶人和喜爱强暴的人。
And he is distinguishing them from the wicked and the lovers of violence.
那些义人就是那些真心在信心当中依赖他的人。
And the righteous are those who in sincere faith are relying on the Lord.
而那些恶人和喜爱强暴的人是说到。
And the wicked and the lover of violence, these speak of.
这个恶人啊 the wicked.这个词啊有几个意思。
This word wicked has a couple of different meanings.
一方面他讲到这个人是犯罪的人。
On one hand, it speaks of,
unlawful person.
Of humans as unlawful.
另外一方面他讲到就是圣经里讲到的罪人 sinful person.
And on the other hand, it speaks of, sinfulness.
第三个他讲到的是敌对神的人。
And the third is, human in rebellion against God.
所以这里讲到的这个恶人是讲到他一个对着神的态度。
And so wickedness speaks of a certain attitude towards God.
他是抵挡神的。
An attitude of being against God.
这里讲到的这个喜爱强暴的人。
And then the lover of violence.
那这个强暴是讲到什么呢
?So what violence is spoken of here?
前面我们讲到恶人弯弓要在暗中射那心里正直的人。
In verse 2, it speaks of how the wicked are shooting in the dark at the upright in heart.
那我们天然人的反应就是有人要危害我们，我们怎么样啊？
So in our natural selves, if someone wishes to harm us, what is our reaction?
我们要拿起武器来保卫自己。
It's to take up arms and defend ourselves.
我们以暴制暴。
We respond to violence with violence.
不，这是神所恨恶的。
But no, that's not what, but this is something that the Lord hates.
神的路不是这样子的。
This is not the Lord's way.
所以在这里 第五节他这里讲到的这个他 在人的当中做分别的工作。
And so in verse 5 it speaks of this work of separation that the Lord is doing among the people.
第六节他说他要向恶人密布网罗有烈火硫磺热风做他们杯中的粪。
In verse 6 it says, On the wicked he will rain coals of fire and sulfur. A scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup.
这里讲到他就是作诗的人里面有个感觉。
And so the psalmist has a feeling.
这个恶人啊他可以就着他自己的能力和智慧对着他的环境做反应。
So the wicked man, out of his own natural strength, can react to his environment.
他可以靠着自己为自己寻找安息之所。
He can, relying upon himself, find shelter for himself.
但是他所寻得的是什么呢?
But what does he gain?
他说实在得着的是密布的网罗。
But what he actually gains is, coals of fire and sulfur.
A snare. 那这里这个网罗呢是什么个图画呢?
And so, what is the snare here?
这是网罗是对着那个鸟来说的。
The snare recalls the image of the bird.
因为鸟落在网里面的感觉就是在这里所描述的图画。
The image of a bird falling into a trap is the image being recalled here.
从外面看来它似乎是飞到自己的山里面。
From the outside, it may appear that he's flying back to the mountains, the bird is.
实际来说它是落进各样的网罗的里面。
But in reality, he is falling into various snares.
我们想象了一下，这个鸟在网罗里面，它无论如何怎样的挣扎，它是脱不出去的。
So you can imagine a bird, no matter how hard it may struggle, cannot escape.
这幅图画像不像我们靠着自己的力量在这世上寻求安息？
Isn't this picture similar to our own, the result of our own efforts to find shelter on this world, in this world?
我们越是寻求，越是努力，我们发觉这个安息离我们越远。
The more we try to find rest for ourselves, the further it is from us.
然后他说有烈火、硫磺、热风做他们杯中的粪。
And then it speaks of a scorching wind that will be the portion of their cup.
烈火和硫磺在圣经里有几个地方也是用到的。
So there's coals of fire and the scorching wind.
在所多玛俄摩拉的时候这个审判的时候是从天上降下烈火和硫磺。
So the coals of fire and sulfur, we've seen this image in the Bible before, in the story of God, Sodom and Gomorrah.
在启示录里面讲到是硫磺的火湖。
And then in Revelations it speaks of the lake of fire.
这个其实就是烈火和硫磺。
So these images are of the same category, coals of fire and sulfur.
所以烈火和硫磺是讲到神的审判。
And so coals of fire and sulfur, this speaks of God's judgment.
这个今生我们可以逃避，但是我们永远逃避不了神的审判。
We can run from his judgment, but we cannot escape from it ultimately.
热风是其实另外一个意思就是狂风、暴风。
Scorching wind, another way of saying it is,
Strong wind.
Powerful wind.
就是圣经里面用狂风来描述在环境当中怎样我们所堆积我们所积累的我们这些为自己所预备的这些东西被吹得一干二净。
And the scorching wind speaks of how, our own efforts to find shelter or security are all blown away.
这个我们正觉得安息的时候突然狂风就会临到。
The safer we feel, the more certainly the scorching wind will come.
这个在提比利亚海的狂风还记得吗？
Do we still remember the
in the sea of Tiberia?
The scorching winds in the sea of Tiberia?
嗯 ，Yeah， 这个船正行着的时候，突然狂风就来了。
As the boat was on the lake, suddenly this scorching wind came.
这个讲到是我们不管怎么样子预备，它来到的时候都是 我们都是没有预备好的。
And it speaks of how we can never truly be prepared for this wind.
所以狂风是他们杯中的份。
And so a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup.
大卫在这里用这幅图画在描述这些用自己的力量、用自己的智慧，想尽一切办法为自己寻找安息的人，他们会落到怎样的情形的当中。
And so the image that David is giving us here is of the end result of those who seek shelter by their own strength.
然后在第七节的时候，他说：“因为耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义，正直人必得见他的面。”
Verse 7 it says, "For the Lord is righteous; he loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face."
实在来说，这神是公义的这件事，是我们根基的。这个根据。
And so, the fact that the Lord is righteous is the basis of our foundation.
他是公义的，所以他喜爱公义。
The Lord is righteous, and so he loves righteousness.
正直人必得见他的光面。
And the upright shall behold his face.
这里讲到就是在所有一切的动荡的当中，我们要保守自己在主面前这个义的地位。
And so this speaks of how no matter how much shaking there may be, we need to preserve our righteousness before the Lord.
这里格外的讲到一个正直人。
And it also speaks of of the upright man.
这个正直人和公义义人还是有点不一样的。
And so the upright and the righteous, there's some difference here.
在这篇诗篇里面他两次讲到正直人。
In this psalm, it speaks twice of the upright.
一次是第二节里面讲到心里正直的人。
In verse 2, the upright in heart is mentioned.
第二次讲到第七节里面讲到这个正直的人。
And the second time is here in verse 7, the upright.
讲到正直，这就讲到我们心里的纯正和手中的行为。
So the upright speaks to the attitude and condition of our hearts.
所以and our actions.
And our actions.
这个就是讲到我们在主面前保守自己在心思里面和行为里面的纯正。
And it speaks to how we must preserve this sort of purity, in both our actions and in our hearts before the Lord.
这件事情，这个在这个保罗，在大卫的心里面，他尤其的重要，他看重。
And this was something that David valued very highly for himself.
他说我们在这样的情形当中尤其不能放松自己。
And he said, especially in such conditions, we can't let ourselves go.
要束紧心中的腰带。
We need to gird up, the loins of our hearts.
Yes, yes. 所以在这个诗篇第十一篇里面，大卫把这件最根本最重要的一件事放在我们的面前。
And so in Psalm 11, he's placing these very basic things before us.
这件事情在我们今天的日子里面也尤其的重要。
And these things are of such importance to us today.
越是在这一切的动荡和不安的当中。
Especially in such times of uncertainty and shaking.
越是在这个震动的时刻。
The more that the times are challenging us or shaking us,
我们要关注这个义人的根基。
We need to pay attention to this, the foundation of the
righteous. 我们要像大卫一样说，我是投靠耶和华的。
And like David, we need to say, in the Lord I take refuge.
我是把他作为我的避难所。
I am taking him as my shelter.
我是把我所有一切的仰赖都放在他的身上。
I'm putting all of my trust in him.
我绝不在他之外寻求任何其他的依靠。
Apart from him, I will not take refuge in anything else.
这诗篇十一篇里面我要今天要跟弟兄姊妹的一点交通。
That's what I'd like to share from Psalm 11.
我想我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是你的所事。和你让我们所认识你的性情。
Because you want us to know who you really are.
因此我们可以把我们的根基放在你这磐石上。
and we can't put our foundation on you, our solid rock.
因为你是我们独一的救主，我们的依靠。
Because you are our only Savior and who and the one that we rely on.
因此我们可以说我是投靠耶和华的。
So we can say, in the Lord I take refuge.
我们的心感谢你。
From our hearts we thank you.
在今天这个日子里面，你还这样的提醒我们。
That in such times you are still reminding us.
我们也愿意再一次把我们自己交在你的手中。
So once again, we place ourselves in your hands.
我们在你面前更新我们的奉献。
And we renew our consecration before you.
我们愿意专心一意地跟随你。
We want to, with dedication, follow you.
愿你来保守我们。
May you protect us.
愿你来引领我们。
May you lead us.
求我们知道我们能够走完我们当走的路。
That we know that we can complete the course that we ought to complete.
叫主自己荣耀的旨意成全在我们的身上。
That your own glorious will may be accomplished in us.
叫你荣耀的旨意能够早日成全。
That your glorious will may soon be accomplished.
我们把感谢和赞美都归给你。
We give you thanks and praise.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们有一点交通
right,
有点报告
some announcements.
我们周间礼拜二的这个各组的分组的祷告还是照常进行
this coming Tuesday we'll have the same various group prayer meetings.
礼拜六东南区继续有聚会
and on Saturday the Southeast District Bible study.
我们将会交通这个整卷的路加福音的就整卷路加福音来交通。
And we'll be sharing from the Gospel of Luke.
然后福音组在礼拜六也有聚会。
And there will also be a Gospel meeting on Saturday.
是秦伟弟兄传讲福音而和这个何谦姊妹来做见证。
Brother Wei will be, sharing the gospel, and
Sister
Belinda will be、
yeah.
sharing her testimony.
Yeah. 请弟兄姊妹、来为这个祷告也并且邀请福音朋友。
Let's pray for this meeting and also invite our gospel friends.
聚会的这个链接在教会的网页上面，首页上面有。
And the link to the meeting will be on our church website.
我们特别要交通的这个礼拜将要到来的礼拜五。
And a special note, this coming Friday,
教会会恢复第一次恢复我们一个月一次的全教会的交通聚会。
And we will be restarting our whole church fellowship meeting that happens once a month.
这个聚会向教会的每一位弟兄姊妹敞开。
And the invitation for this meeting is extended to every brother and sister.
请弟兄姊妹们预留时间，礼拜五的晚上7:45。
Please set aside the time on Friday at 7:45.
来参加这个聚会。
To attend this meeting.
聚会的那个 Zoom 的链接，这个祷告的各组会等有了之后会交通给弟兄姊妹。
And once the Zoom meeting is prepared, we'll be sending out that link to brothers and sisters.
是的，请弟兄姊妹预备好参加。
Be prepared to attend this meeting.
我们通常的这个礼拜五的各组的这个读经的聚会，这一次就暂停一次。
And so we'll be pausing the normal group fellowships on Friday.
好，这个别的就是请弟兄姊妹彼此关怀，我们为弟兄姊妹牵挂弟兄姊妹，为弟兄姊妹在祷告中纪念彼此纪念。
And we continue to encourage brothers and sisters to take care of each other and to remember each other in prayer.
尤其在这段日子里面，我们学习来关怀我们周遭的弟兄姊妹。
Especially in such times, we ought to learn how to care for the brothers and sisters around us.
身体上有软弱的，这个年长的、年幼的。
For the elderly, for the youth, for those who are ill.
有特别的需要的。
Anyone with particular needs,
求主给我们机会彼此相顾。
May the Lord give us opportunities to care for one another.
我们也继续的为这个国家，为我们要来的这个大选祷告。
And continue to pray for our nation for the upcoming election.
求主在这件事上掌权。
May the Lord have authority over this situation.
好，就是今天要交通的就这些。
Okay, that's all we have.
弟兄姊妹，祝福大家。
The Lord be with you, brothers and sisters.